Welcome to Christmas at Calvary, the names of God, High Priest. The Christmas season is filled with hope for reconciling relationships. Something about the season reminds us to ensure we're in good relationship with those around us. So many of the Christmas movies and shows are built around the tension of reconciliation. The season lends itself to families gathering, inviting to Christmas parties, which often brings high expectations. Yet sometimes, it's the first time siblings reconcile and show forgiveness. Even within our own family story, there is a sense that everyone tries to get along for the sake of the season and being together with so many family members. Many also experience the opposite. This season is marked by grief and shame over broken relationships or aren't reflected in the Christmas trees and the holiday specials. Why would we talk about the title High Priest when it comes to this season? Jesus, being the High Priest, connects it to the Christmas season through his unique role as divine mediator who bridges the gap between God and humanity. Psalm 85:10 through 13. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet me. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs up from the ground and righteousness looks down from the heavens. The incarnation, Christmas, was intentional. Jesus became human to serve as a merciful and faithful high priest, reconciling us to God, to one another, and to the world. By acting as the great high priest, Jesus perfectly completes the Old Testament priestly role. Jesus mediates between God and humanity, becoming the ultimate sacrifice for our reconciliation. He genuinely understands all aspects of the human experience. He faced temptation, pain, hardship, and loss, yet remained without sin. Knowing this about Jesus, shouldn't we be invited to have him guide us through this season? Hebrews 4:14-16. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast through our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one in every aspect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.